Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Hey guys, and welcome to the Prescription for Purpose podcast. I'm dropping off this Bible study recap about resistance and what it means to have unrelenting faith. I teach Bible study in the Blessed and Bossed Up Society, and also with my purpose partners from the Prescription for Purpose mobile app. I also then take a point or a lesson, and I hop on Instagram every 2 weeks, and I teach Bible study there as well. Not the full length lesson, but still dropping gems, okay? Because I really am committed to eradicating biblical illiteracy, okay? The Word of God is always free, all right? And so I wanted to share this message in particular, because God has told me that this is going to be a year of examination and testing for many of us, and we need to be ready to pass the test. And so we had to understand what it means when we face resistance. A lot of times we're ready to run off and we go in the opposite direction of God because we think that he's not with us because we're facing resistance. And this is a trick of the enemy. And so I talk about this in this IG Live Bible study replay. You can either follow me on Instagram at RX for Purpose. You can download the app, which you should still do because it's absolutely free. Even if you're not a purpose partner, it's a dope app. And you also can catch Bible study and a lot of other amazing things in our community over at the Blessed and Bossed Up Society. Now, I am going to stop talking. And I'm gonna let God run it back. Okay. Like, I'm so excited for this lesson, and I'm excited for the episode that's dropping on Wednesday. Make sure that you rate the podcast, make sure that you subscribe to the show, and leave a review, y'all. I read them. So I want to know what y'all think. Okay. I see y'all listening to the show, and we're happy that you're here. I love y'all. Okay. But also, sis, come and talk to me in these reviews. Amen. Amen.
You are now tuned in to the Prescription for Purpose podcast, the number one podcast for Christian women to learn how to apply God's principles to fulfill your God-ordained purpose. Every episode will empower you with the tools and wisdom necessary so you can strategically execute and excel in every area of your life. This is the place for you to learn how to walk in purpose, to walk with purpose, and to fulfill God's purpose.
Hey, hey, y'all. I am coming off the struggle bus because, of course, I somehow forgot how to go live on Instagram. I'm so excited about tonight's live session. Happy 2023. I have not done a live Instagram Bible study since sometime in Q4 last year. So happy 2023. We've had so many people join. Hey, hey, girl. We've had so many people join the Prescription for Purpose community. There's a lot of new followers. So hey, y'all, I want to first welcome y'all, let y'all know what we all about, and then we're going to hop into it because we have so many things to discuss. First, y'all, we have been having a time on the Prescription for Purpose mobile app. We took the first week of the year and did what was called a first fruits fast. It was so bomb. And we had such a good time. We had such a good time, just in the Lord and really being able to consecrate ourselves
in a time where everybody, you know, is going live and talking about all the things, it seemed a little strange that God would have us not be, you know, not be active and on social media, but it was so, so good. So I'm so grateful for everybody who participated. If you haven't, I highly encourage that you go ahead and download the Prescription for Purpose mobile app. It is absolutely free to download. We have so many just great things happening in 2023. Like, it's going to be amazing. But if you are new here at Prescription for Purpose, we have three values that I really want to share with y'all. First being that we really, really believe in relationship over religion, that we know that there are some things that are religious constructs that have their place, right, when appropriate. However, it is more about you building a relationship with Christ than you practicing the doctrine that are made by people. And sometimes we find ourselves in religious bondage. And so we believe in relationship over religion. Okay. Second, I want you to know that we believe in truth over tradition, meaning that biblical accuracy is more important than what your grandmama and them has said. Okay. So anytime I teach, anytime you hear me speak, I'm speaking what God has said. Okay. We believe in truth over tradition because it is so important that we understand God's truth and we're able to rightfully divide it for ourselves. There are a lot of people being deceived by a lot of different leaders, and because we think that they have success in God because they have stuff, we are falling victim to the trick of the enemy. So truth over tradition, biblical accuracy, 101,000%. I'm always going to discuss and share the word of God accurately. It may not feel good, but it's going to be for your good because God said it. Okay. And then finally, and this is so important to me, is it's progress over perfection. Yes, we are called to continue to grow in Christ, but we believe in progress over perfection. You're not going to be perfect. If we had the capacity to be perfect, Jesus wouldn't have had to come in the first place. Okay. So if you are new here, welcome. I love to have a good time. I like to cut up. We are live for real. We had, I teach in the society. So I'm a host of the Blessed and Bossed Up Society, and I teach Bible study bi-weekly there. And then I come here and I kind of give a synopsis because it be that good. And what I tell y'all, whoo, it was good on Sunday evening when we had Bible study. So I'm excited to share this word with y'all. And we're going to hop right into it. So we are starting a series about building unrelenting faith. And it's so important when we talk about faith, when we talk about doing the things that God has called us to and for and all the things, you have to be unrelenting. That means that you have to have a certain resolve about yourself. Okay. And I want to give this word that God gave to us in particular, and I believe it's for you as well. So if you're here, you know that our word for Prescription for Purpose is intention. And God told me as I was preparing my lessons and what, you know, he wanted me to teach for the year, that this is the year of examination and testing. This is a year of examination and testing. Okay. There are many, he said, many have been deceived by the enemy, and he's attempting to utilize disappointment to breed distrust and to cause separation between myself and my people. And so it's so important that we understand that we are to examine ourselves. 2 Corinthians 13:5 says, test yourselves to see if you are in the faith. Examine yourselves. So not only is God going to hold us accountable for the things that we do or don't do on this earth, but we're also to test and examine ourselves. And a lot of times we are really taken by surprise when stuff goes left. Okay. I don't know if it's just me, but sometimes things go left and I'm like, God, what happened? Like, what happened? And it makes sense that God told us, you know, as a group, that this is the year of intention and being intentional. It's because we're going to be tested and examined. So now, yeah, you got to be real. Like, we have to be very strategic in what we do this year, right? And so let's talk about some of the revelation that God gave me. The first thing that we have to understand as believers is that you are going to face resistance. You are going to face resistance, right? Way too often, I feel like it's either one extreme or the other. People are either feeding lots and lots of like prosperity gospel, go and get your blessing and all of that, or it's like hellfire and brimstone and there's no room for grace and it's a mess. However, the way that we really should understand our relationship with Christ is like, yes, girl, the blessings of God are available to you. And also along this journey, it's going to get a little ghetto. There's going to be tests and trials because the word says so. It comes with the package, right? In our first fruits fast, we were talking about what a covenant relationship meant. And a covenant with God is more than just a relationship. It actually, if you look at the definition in the Hebrew, is a relationship or an agreement with the person who initiates the agreement. They've already set the terms and conditions. So God's already done his part. Jesus died, rose again. He ain't gonna die again. Okay. And it's important that we understand that the terms and conditions, the agreement that God, that we say that we're in when we get saved, God's already set the terms and conditions, whether or not we agree with them or not. Okay. The terms are the terms. The terms are the terms. And he prepares us for and has equipped us with the tools necessary to continue to overcome the challenges that we have. And we fall out of the race a lot of times. And we do, you know, a disservice to the people of God as church culture when we don't talk about like, yeah, girl, no, like, yeah, the blessings of God are real and the wages for sin are still death and you can be minding your business and something can go wrong. You can be doing all the things and something can go wrong. And that's because resistance is part of the process. So do not allow anything that happens this year to shake your faith. I need you to understand that resistance is not a sign of God's absence. Resistance is not a sign of God's absence. We oftentimes start on this path. God gives us the word. He tells you to go out, do the thing. You start and then stuff kind of starts going wrong and we believe that we've missed God. And I want you to understand that resistance is not a sign of God's absence. It doesn't mean that God has left you. It means that it's time for you're either experiencing a test and trial or you're experiencing temptation. And we have to be able to understand the difference between the two. But just because you're facing resistance does not mean that God isn't there. Quite honestly, it's the opposite. It means that you're on the right path and little Lucy is mad because you're on the right path. And so now you're going to face opposition, right? You're going to face resistance because you're doing the thing that God has called you to do. And I love, love, love two things that God told me. First off, he told me that a lot of times we think that resistance or a test or a trial comes because we've sinned. Okay, let me know in the chat if I'm by myself. Okay, I have had times where I'm like, God, what did I do? Because like what I had did to you. I'm trying to be faithful. I'm doing what you called me to do. Like, how did we get here? And a lot of times that is what gets us disappointed. And really it's what the enemy uses to try to separate us from God. But what you have to understand is that God uses these things to build our faith muscles. That sin is not always the cause of suffering. Sin is not, you ain't have to do nothing. There are some things that happen and it's not because you sinned. Now, will you face consequences for sin? Yes. David had killed his baby mama husband and that baby had died. Even though God forgave him and David was a man after God's own heart, God had a whole covenant with David, but that baby died because there was consequence to the sin. But this is not what we're talking about. We're talking about when you really are going out and you're living your life for Christ and you're trying to figure out like, God, where did I go wrong? I want you to know you didn't go wrong anywhere. All suffering is not brought about by sin. And there are way too many people out here like, oh, you must have a demon on you. Oh, you must be sinning. That's false. You don't believe me? Because I got Bible, okay? Because it's the word of God over here. In John chapter 9, verses 1 through 3. I'm going to read it because I need y'all to understand what I'm saying. Okay. I'm going to read it because I need you to understand that suffering, all suffering does not come because of sin. So in John 9, verses 1 through 3, Jesus heals this man who's been blind from birth. And it says, as Jesus passed by, he saw a man who had been blind from birth. And his disciples asked him, Rabbi, who sinned? This man or his parents, that he would be born blind. Jesus answered, It was neither that this man sinned nor his parents, but it was so that the works of God might be displayed in him. Neither. Sometimes we face resistance because God wants to demonstrate his power to us. God wants us to see that these things cannot be done on our own. If we didn't face resistance, if we didn't have weakness, if we didn't have trials and tribulations that came about, then why do we have a God? What better way to test our faith than to see how we respond, right? We talk about love here, and we talked about what it means to love God. Love means to prefer what God prefers. So if God prefers for me to rely on his strength, what better way for me to pick his preferences than for me to be faced with a difficult situation? What better way? Because it's easy to love God. Oh, God, I'll do anything for you when it's all going great. But it's in those times where you're faced with tests and trials and challenges where you really have to be unrelenting in your faith. If you want to do the things that God has called you to do this year, you're going to have to get a resolve about yourself. This ain't even got nothing to do with you. Somebody is waiting on your testimony, but you got to go through the test first. The Bible says we're made overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. So you don't have to sin in order for you to experience suffering. You could be just minding your business. Everything is not about us, right? Like this ain't got nothing to do with him. This was so that God could get the glory. This is so that God could get the glory. Here's the second thing I need you to know. God is not going to resolve all of your problems. God is not going to resolve all of your problems, and he's still good anyway. You are not going to live a problem-free life, okay? When we got saved, problem-free life was not a part of the terms and agreement. Eternal life was, but not a problem-free life. And we get this misconception because we're not being taught properly. Like, yeah, girl, oh, I love Jesus. It's the best decision I've ever made in my life. I would never go back. And also, it be ghetto. But there are some things, some conditions in your life, some situations in your life that are not going to go away. If you don't believe me, you better talk to the Apostle Paul. That man said he asked God 3 times to remove this thorn from his side. And God told him, my grace is sufficient because in weakness, my power is displayed. So Paul had to still continue on, even with the thorn in his side. It is in those moments that we really get to lean on God. So if you want to complete the things that God has called you to do, if you want to walk in purpose, you have to build unrelenting faith. Meaning that no matter what, God, I'm a rider. Okay? Job was minding his business. He was blameless before the Lord, meaning that he was a man of integrity. Not that he was perfect. To be blameless and to be sinless are 2 different things. Only Jesus was sinless. So Job, you know, he had his ways by himself. But God saw him righteous, saw him blameless, meaning that he had integrity and God counted it good. So that man was living right for the Lord, minding his business, whole family died, everything gone. Everything gone. He did not do anything for this to happen. And God let him suffer for a little minute before things were resolved. But there are going to be times and situations, whether it be that illness, whether it be any of the things. I have a genetic kidney issue. And sometimes I just don't feel good. But the fact that I'm able to continue on is a display of God's strength. It's in those moments that my relationship and my connection with God are even more evident because I continue to do the things despite whatever shortcomings I think I have. Does that make sense? Do y'all hear what I'm saying? Sis, you ain't do nothing wrong. Sometimes it just be happening. It just happens. And also, some of these things aren't going to go away. Right? I lost my grandmother. My mom's mom passed away, my Gigi. It was devastating. She's still gone. She ain't came back. And I have to continue on anyway. Doesn't mean that I don't address my feelings. Doesn't mean I don't go to therapy. Don't mean I don't cry out to God. No, it doesn't mean any of that. It just means despite all that, God, even when I hurt, even when it's a bad day, I continue to do what you've called me to do. We're not going to fulfill our purpose if we are soft. You can't be saved and soft. You got to be saved. Because we in war. And so the only way that you can do that is to build resilience. Y'all put resilience in the chat. To build resilience. You have to have resilience in order to have unrelenting faith. Otherwise, the wind is going to blow and you're going to be all over the place. You're going to be back and forth, meaning you're going to be double-minded because you committed, not committed. You're going to be double-minded. And the Bible says that you can expect nothing. When you're double-minded and you doubt in God, you can expect nothing. Go read James 1, 5 through 8. Some of us are knocking ourselves out of the race. Some of us are disqualifying ourselves because you won't just pick a side. Like, do what God said you're going to do. Live the way he told you to live. And let's just do that. Yeah, it's not easy, but like, pick a side. Because the back and forth is going to get you nothing. And if we're going to pass the test, if we're going to get everything that God has called us to, it sounds real great. But some of us are talking about we out here living for God and building his kingdom. And you're not building his kingdom. You're building your own kingdom. If we be in 100%. You're not really worried about God's plans or his purpose or his principles. We just like to sprinkle God on top of stuff because it sounds good, but it's not giving my Lord. It's not the same. We're not reading the same book. It's just not mathing. Some of us have gotten sidetracked because we're building our own kingdom. We ain't worried about God's kingdom. I want you to build my wealth, my this, my that, and there's nothing wrong with that. But the Bible says that we have to seek his kingdom first and his righteousness, not just, well, I pray, so I'm seeking his kingdom. No, and his righteousness. Meaning that if you're a part of a kingdom, right? What the king says goes. People back in the day was getting their heads cut off. Is what God says goes in your life? Or do we do what we want? And I'm not saying it's easy. I can empathize. My flesh be fleshing. Because I sure was about to not get on here. And God says, Charlotte, I gave you an assignment last year. I told you that you needed to go live on Instagram. Sis is tired, but I'm unrelenting. I'm going to do what God told me to do, and then I'm going to sleep good after this. Then, of course, I'm trying to get on here, can't find my life. Like the test, because I was about ready to be like, you know what, y'all? But I knew, and I could see what this was. And so I just pressed through. Now that I'm here, I'm not even tired. And that's the glory of God. So here's what I need y'all to know. I'm going to give y'all, so Sunday we went over a whole strategy. I'm telling y'all, y'all need to be a part of the society, and I have a mentorship program with the app called Purpose Partners. Either way, if you in either one of those, you get the whole thing. I ain't about to hold y'all long, but I want to teach y'all something. I'm going to teach y'all a part of my framework, and then I'm going to give y'all a resilience strategy, okay? The first part of the framework, and the most important part of this framework, is that you have to be able to tell the difference between a test and trial and temptation. Put a 2 in the chat if you have no idea or had no idea that there was a difference, because there's a difference between being tested and being tempted. There's a difference between being tested by God and being tempted by the enemy. If you don't know the difference, this is the most important part of this whole thing, because you have to know where this is coming from so you can respond appropriately. Does that make sense? You have to know where's this resistance coming from? Because if it's the Lord, I'm going to go ahead and submit and I'm going to wait on him. But if it's little Lucy, I got a sword. So we not about to play these games, right? So we are we knucking and bucking with little Lucy, or are we about to go sit down because God has said so? And you have to respond appropriately, but you can't do so if you don't know which one is which, okay? So let's talk about it. Tests and trials are about the same, okay? Tests and trials come from God. Tests and trials are from God. God be sending resistance. When I think of tests and trials, I think of my trainer, Michaela. I love her so much. Baby, she be putting me in these resistance bands. Oh my God, today. Oh, but it's for my good. The resistance bands when I work out are to increase my capacity to build my muscle. So how are we going to go from faith to faith and glory to glory and we don't have the spiritual stamina to be able to withhold the challenges? So tests and trials come from the Lord. What do they look like? They look like things that are outside of your control. A panoramy comes. Child, we had nothing to do with that. God was demonstrating his power. And those of us who were steadfast and were connected to him, even though we had scary moments, both of my parents ended up getting COVID. My dad almost, okay? He didn't, glory to God. But he, like, we were just minding our business and then it happened. But those of us who remained connected to God, even though we dealt with some of the challenges, even though we were faced with some of the uncertainty, we were able to have a peace beyond understanding because we were connected to the source. Like, God, I can't even do nothing. I'm just mind my business. Like, what am I about to do? It's a pandemic. The loss of a loved one, test and trial, right? There's nothing you can do. The loss of a job, any kind of like an illness, like there's something like, what can I do? What can I do? That's a test and a trial. God sends it. It's to build your faith. It's to build your dependency on him. And it's to demonstrate his power. So God can be exalted. Like, ain't no way I should have made it out of 2020 and be here. The fact that I can call my dad right now is a testament to God's goodness. He was down. Ain't no way. When I was 17 and didn't even know that I had a genetic kidney issue and my blood pressure 200 over 160. And if you're not medical, I am. I want you to know I should not be here. I shouldn't be here. And yet God, I didn't get a full diagnosis till I was 30 years old in the middle of the pandemic. An accurate diagnosis. Inaccurate treatment. The wrong treatment almost killed me. I should not be here. And despite that, I'm still doing the thing that God has called me to do. Right? Despite that, it was a test. Here I am. 3 degrees. Despite that, there are some things that God's doing to build your faith muscle. It don't feel good. In Hebrews, there's a scripture that says discipline does not feel good at all. But if you hold on to it, then we reach prosperity. We want prosperity and no discipline. God not about to give you, if you mismanage money now, if he gives you more of it, the skill, you don't have the tools and the skills necessary. It's going to devour you. He's not going to give it to you because he's a good father. So you have to learn how to be broke a little bit so you can do the financial literacy thing. Get it together. So when he does bless you, you don't squander the blessing. So the blessing doesn't become a burden. We have to have the proper perspective. Now, let me tell y'all, temptation does not come from God. It comes from Lil Lucy. Okay? Lil Lucy be out here trying to disrespect us. And you see it in the story of Job. So Job was in the middle of a test and Lil Lucy tried to tempt him. Used his wife. You should just curse God and die. What? Girl. Go sit down. I'm going to cut somebody. It ain't going to be God. Go have a seat. You should curse God and die. Because when there's a temptation, you have a choice. So tests and trials, you have no choice. It just be happening, and you just have to respond appropriately. When you are tempted by the enemy, you have a decision to make. You have a decision to make. Job could have either cursed God and died, or the opposite. He chose door number two. He refused to fall into the temptation because of his circumstances. His circumstances did not change his heart posture towards God. Some of us, our love for God is dependent on what we feel like we have or don't have. That's not real love. You only love me if I'm blessing you, but you don't love me in the struggle. You don't love me when you're not getting what you want. Cause it's not even that he's not providing what you need, when you're not getting what you want, cause he supplies all of our needs according to his riches and glory. So when you don't get what you want, or when you don't feel like you're getting the outcome that you wanted, then we ready to throw the whole faith away. That's temptation. That's your flesh. That's the enemy trying to disconnect you from God and utilize disappointment to draw a wedge between you and him. And so we have to understand that with every temptation, God gives us a way out. That's scripture. Let me find it, child, because it is scripture.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
What if I told you that you can support your blood pressure and healthy CoQ10 levels with 2 chews a day? The new Super Beats Heart Chews Advanced is now supercharged with CoQ10. That's like getting CoQ10 for free. Our powerful blend of beetroot, grapeseed extract, and CoQ10 supports your cardiovascular health. Visit RadioBeats.com and find out how you can get a free 30-day supply on bundles and save 15% with the promo code DEAL.
With every temptation, God gives us a way of escape. I want to say it's 1 Corinthians 10 and 13, but let me look at my notes, child. Yes, I am right. 1 Corinthians 10 and 13. Let me tell you. It says, no temptation has overtaken you except something common to mankind, and God is faithful. So he would not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but the temptation will provide a way of escape also, so that you will be able to endure it. God does not tempt us. Oh, I think God tempted me. No, only the devil does that. Now, he will make a way of escape. And this is why we have to be in tune with our word. We have to know God's character. Because sometimes, girl, you got to squint real hard to find him in the midst of the temptation, like, ooh, because they about to get it. Where you at, God? I need the way of escape. like I'm looking real tough for the way of escape, because in about 2 seconds, I'm going to have to escape from jail or something. I don't know. This is not easy, but it's doable. And you don't have to do it in your own strength, which is the beauty of it. God just wants us to rely on him. You can have unrelenting faith because we have the Holy Spirit. Because long suffering is a fruit of the Spirit. See, we don't like to talk about that. Are we suffering long? AKA patience. That no matter what the circumstances say, I'm going to choose God's will, even when it supersedes mine. Because it's his plans, purpose, and his kingdom that I'm building, not my own. There are people that have hundreds of thousands of followers, and they have the appearance of working in the kingdom of God and having authority, and they have nothing. The Bible says that many are going to say, Lord, Lord, I did all this in your name. He's like, I don't even know who you are. What are you talking about? That's the Charlotte Living translation. Who? I don't know you. And that's not going to be me. And that can't be you. We have to truly submit. This is not the year for us to be playing games. The tests are coming. And you can still have joy. Because joy means that you can see God in every situation. So when my dad was in the hospital in 2017 from his car accident, it was horrible. He almost died. Again. Well, I'm like, bro, the Lord love you, okay? But God had to give me the perspective. I was like, when was the last time you really got to spend this much time with your dad? I hadn't been able to. My dad was military, so he was gone a lot. And so we just made the best of a sucky situation. It didn't make the ICU less scary. It didn't, none of that. It just was, you know what, God? I refuse to look anywhere but to you. I refuse. So when we go out and we're saying we're walking in purpose, when you face the trials and the tribulation, sis, just go ask God, where did this come from? Is this from you? Because the Bible says if we ask him for wisdom, he'll give it to us without rebuke. So when you get the test and trial, he will give you the test and has already given you the answers. Him. He's giving you the test and the answer key. So it's possible to pass the test. It's possible to get through the trial. Job's friends came over, was talking crazy. They was about to get rebuked. God was about to show his wrath. Okay. In this Old Testament, you know, he was first person out here. Like, oh, I brought you into this world. I take you out. God did. He did it. He did it. Okay. So he told Job to pray for his friends. In the midst of his test. And when he did, God gave grace to his friends. And the very next verse, God restored to Job everything he lost. Double. He was unrelenting. Job was crying. Y'all go read Job. God had to give Job a read because Job kind of got beside himself. But even with all of that, even though Job was in his feelings and was acting real Drake-like, God still restored everything to him double. He still passed the test. There's no perfect way to do it. He cried. He was trying to figure out what he did. His friends was like, oh, you had to have done something. All of this happened and he continued to trust God. So he passed the test and he saw the way and took the way of escape with the temptation. And if we are going to do everything that God's called us to this year and in life, honestly, let's be for real. This is a life lesson. Then we have to have unrelenting faith. Okay? So here's a couple tips. You need to foster godly relationships, godly support. Job's friends were trash. Like, for real. This man, like, you had to have done something. Like, this is why you need godly friendships. Okay? I want you to make sure that you're being intentional to do something that brings you joy once a day. Today, I had Starbucks. Oh, the joy. I talked to my sister. I find joy in everything I do every day. Because Jesus said he came so we could have life more abundantly. That means it's available today. So if you're not living in life more abundantly, what's going on? Because we're waiting to arrive at a place to live to have like have the life more abundantly. And it's available to us today. Then I want you to look at your past circumstances, okay? Look at the circumstances. Look at the circumstances. Donna said today was ghetto. Days be trying to give ghetto. But at least one thing that you enjoy. One thing that you love. Like, girl, let me talk to my niece today. Let me laugh on purpose today. It's available. You don't wait until the place of arrival for you to start living a life more abundantly. You're going to get there and be upset because it's going to be ghetto there too. We think that status equals life more abundantly. It's available to us today. Jesus came and went. So he said, I came so you can have life more abundantly. That means it's a part of the package. That same set terms and agreement in the covenant, that's a part of it. It's available to you. Now, whether or not you pick it up, peace available today. The inheritance package is available today. We don't have to wait. Jesus already died. He ain't doing it again. But we get hyper-focused on the material things. We get hyper-focused on the material things. If you need godly community, let me tell y'all something. Find what you need. Find what you need. We have there's so many resources, right? Your friends, your godly friends, your godly community does not have to be, it doesn't have to be local. Like the reason we facilitate spaces like the Blessed and Bossed Up Society, this is not, it's not, y'all, look at me. This ain't even a promo. This is for real. This is not no regular group. Like there are women from all over the world. We do fast together. We celebrate together. We pay each other's bills. We help each other out. Like, this is not no regular, degular thing. Same thing with the app. It's not regular. Go to the spaces where you know the people are. And I ain't talking about some of these big name spaces and places. Because all of them are not of God. Come to the Blessed and Bossed Up Society. Download the Prescription for Purpose app. We just did a 7-day fast. We were on praying at 6 a.m. every day last week. Community. Foster the community that you, it's available. We meeting up doing brunch. The girls in Houston, child, they be brunching. Okay? It's available to you. It's available. She said the fast was the bottom.com. Yes, in February, we do quarterly challenges in the society. We do quarterly challenges. I got Q1. It's about to be fire. It's about to be fire. Okay. And the challenges are free. Y'all, my whole little, my phone tried to go to sleep. So you can go to blessedandbossedupsociety.com. Or you can download and also download the Prescription for Purpose app. Go to your Apple App Store, Google Play Store, RX for Purpose. I'm trying to not be on Beyonce's internet in some of these spaces. I'm trying to cultivate a space. And that's really what we're doing, is cultivating a space to where we can be. I mean, God's kids. Because Instagram, cool, but this ain't really the space for us. The reason that God told me to build an app isn't so, like, this isn't just some like, oh, girl, you gonna make all this money. No, the app is free to download. And there's so much stuff. There's tons of content. Yes, I have a mentorship program called Purpose Partners. If you want to be a part of it, great. If not, the app is still free. But the app isn't free to make, so stuff costs money. But the society's $20 a month. The app is $9 if you're a part of the Purpose Partner program. That, girl, that's coffee at Starbucks. I spent $12 today. So we have to be willing to invest in the things that are going to bring forth joy. We're willing to invest in things that are not going to feed us spiritually, right? It's just a matter of priority. Get connected. You don't have to look far. You don't have to look far. We out here. Next, I want you to be intentional about what brings you joy. Then go back and look at your past experiences, okay? I'm under the thing now of like, okay, the L's are for lessons. Like, it feels like a loss, but really it's a lesson. because there are circumstances where you can identify strategies and things that you learned so that way you can not have to pass the same test. Does that make sense? Go back and like, you know what? The last time this happened, X, Y, and Z happened. Okay? The last time little Johnny pulled up trying to look cute and be in my face. Okay? The last time that happened, I got caught up. I need to go back, look at God, what lessons do I bring with me? Right? These things aren't just a one-time thing. The enemy is not creative. He know what you like. He will bring the very same thing right back around. Right? He gonna retch around, run it back. He is the epitome of spinning a block. He just do the same thing, repackage it, send it back out. And so we have to really understand and be in tune with what God is doing. What is God doing? What strategies do I take with me? Then you need to develop a lifestyle of active rest. I did a Bible study in the society in December. It was all about rest. And I talked about building a recovery plan. Okay? What is your recovery plan? Do not wait until you're in the middle of a disaster to then, like, oh, I should probably figure out what I'm going to do. No. Tests and trials are coming. It's in the Bible. Count it all joy. That's what James has said. When the tests and trials come, that's not an if. They gonna come. Some bigger than others, but they coming. I live in Florida. Hurricane season is coming. How crazy would I look waiting until the hurricane is outside to be like, let's go get batteries and water. But we look like that spiritually. We wait till the hurricane comes. Like, I should probably read this Bible, huh? Like, what? Don't wait until catastrophe comes to build your safety plan. Don't wait until disaster comes to build your recovery plan. Because some of these things we're going to have to recover from. And hear me good. Some of this stuff, some of the instruction you're going to get from God in the middle of the storm, one of y'all are like me. He will tell you to sit down and to do nothing. And that's the plan, and you stick to it. Real peace is for chaos to be happening outside and you inside chilling. Jesus was sleeping at the bottom of that boat and there was a storm. That's peace. Some of the instruction during the test and the trials is for you to sit back and let God be God. When hurricanes come and they tell us to hunker down, that's exactly what I do. I'm not about to go outside and be yelling at the hurricane. And now I'm wet. I smell like wet puppies. And now I'm wet. I'm tired and I'm exhausted. And so when I come out on the other end, I'm drained. I can't even praise God for getting me through because I was trying to do all the things and help him with the situation when he told me to rest. Rest is just as much a part of this as you putting your hands to stuff. We're burnt out, tired, because you're trying to be God. There are some times where you just have to sit back and let him do what he's gonna do. That takes real faith. I know what I hope for. I know what I see. I'm gonna take this nap though. I'm gonna take this nap. I know what I hope for and I know what I see. It ain't adding up, but I know what God said. So if he told me to rest, I'm gonna rest. That's why y'all haven't seen me on Instagram in a month. Not because I don't like talking. Clearly I like to talk. But God told me to rest because he told me this year I needed to be intentional. He gave me very specific instructions. That's not normal in a culture where they want you posting every day. I'm a do what God said. So then I rested and I was ready January 1. I was like, we about to be out here posting new podcast name, the rebrand, the new theme song, fire. Like, I'm ready. And he was like, fast for 7 days. No social media. Well, that's not fun. Like, I was ready to come out the blocks running. Was ready. But then I realized I needed those 7 days. I needed the instruction. I needed to be rejuvenated. I needed the final piece of the puzzle before I tried to take off. God is going to give you instruction, and it's not going to add up with what you see everywhere else. And that's fine. It's more than fine. Because he's God. He knows the beginning from the end. So if you're telling me to rest, that means I need to chill, because that means I need to reserve my energy. Because we're limited, but he is not. And that takes another level of trust. And if we're honest, a lot of us don't trust God the way that we say that we do. And instead of us saying, God, help me with my unbelief, we just out here future mask on and you struggling. You're struggling. And you can let God know that you're struggling. We have to be authentic with him in our relationship with him. Last and not least, you're going to have to cultivate a lifestyle of forgiveness. If you want to be able to have unrelenting faith, you are going to have to be very, very forgiving of people. We did not talk about this yet in the society, but my next session, because we do Bible study every other week, we're talking about trauma and transgressions and forgiveness. Because a lot of us aren't seeing what God has called us to, because we're trying to carry the chip on our shoulder. You can't. It's heavy. It's burdening you. The things the people did to you, you cannot take that where God is taking you. The testimony you can take, but that desire for them to be punished and you be the one to do the punishing. Mm-mm. It's going to eat you alive. Because you're going to be more motivated by that plan than God's plans. And we'll mess around and miss God. Because we want to stun on him and show him something. No. You cannot do that. So you have to cultivate a lifestyle of forgiveness. Okay? Any questions? Thank y'all for hanging out with me. I wasn't expecting to be on here this long. God be out here showing up, showing out. Any questions? Any comments? Do y'all understand the assignment? We have to be unrelenting. You have to build resilience. You have to know where the test and trial coming from. Just because there's resilience does not mean God is absent. If you don't get nothing else out of this, just because you're facing resistance does not mean that God is absent. There are some things that are not brought about because you sinned. Go read John 9:1-3. Okay? It is so God could be glorified. That's why that man was blind. That's it. He ain't do nothing. His mama never ain't do nothing. It was so God could get the glory. It was so that God could get the glory. So if you are in a situation and you find yourself in a situation, God, what I need to do so you can get the glory and I can get the lesson? I'm trying to pass this test as quickly as possible. Because I know the weapons aren't supposed to prosper, but they look prospery. They look prospery. Okay? It's given prosper adjacent. The scripture is John 9, verses 1 through 3. We gonna do this, y'all. Like, little Lucy, big mad. Because we about to do what God said. We about to do what God said. Nothing more, nothing less. Some of us be doing more. I'm a part of the I Be Trying to Do More crew. God was like, but sit down. Some of us need to get a sat down in our spirit. Because this world will make you think that you have to, that quantity. Oh, I'm going to push this out. I'm going to push that out. No. Quality. I'm going to do it at the pace that God told me to. I'm going to do it at the pace that God told me to do it. Okay? If God told you to do one thing this year, that's all you need to do. You don't have to be bogged down and burdened with a list of all the things to do this year. Go back and look at your plans. When you download the Prescription for Purpose app, you'll see the first fruits fast. If you did not do it with us live, go back and review all the sessions. The prayer call recordings are there. Everything is there. Free. Everything is there. All 7 days. It's going to make you relook at your plans. Do not do nothing else this year without going through and seeing what God said. Ain't no fluff. It was all scripture. Each day had a lesson, prayer, homework, journal prompt, and a study scripture. It's all in the app. I highly encourage you, go do it. If this spoke to you, go do the week. You cannot miss with God because God don't miss. Okay. You cannot miss with God because God don't miss. There's people already like, girl, I'm doing it again. We could do whatever. The principles are principles that you have to have. So yes, do it. Comment under each day, girl. I'll be in there. I take this serious. This was supposed to be a 15 minute laugh. It's been an hour. Why? Because God has continued to give me things to say. And I'm on his time. So I'm gonna do one final recap. If y'all have any questions, throw them in the chat. I will answer them. Here's what you have to know. You have to know that in order for you to do what God has called you to do, you are going to have to learn to be unrelenting in your faith, because resistance is a part of the process. And all resistance don't come from the devil. God will use resistance to build you up. If you use resistance bands in the gym, child, it's to build muscle and to increase your capacity. So when you ask God for more and the test and the challenge comes, understand that even though the situation looks ghetto, he's giving you your yes. See, we think the yes is just the stuff showing up. He's like, okay, you can have that. Let me get you prepped. Let me get you ready. We got to prune some stuff for more growth to take place. You have to know. So it's either God with the resistance, or he's increasing your capacity, or it's little Lucy out here trying to take you out because he ain't got nothing better to do. He don't take no PTO days, and he's trying to exploit weaknesses so that you can be destroyed. Tests and trials come from God. Temptation only comes from the enemy. And anytime we are tempted, God gives us a way of escape. That's 1 Corinthians 10 and 13. Okay? Resistance is not a sign of God's absence. If you don't get nothing else from me, resistance is not a sign of God's absence. Sometimes you don't have to do nothing. All suffering does not come from sin. That man was blind because Jesus said God was just gonna get glory. Hey, y'all, my friends are here. Hey, Danielle. That man was blind not because of sins of his parents, not because of his own sins, simply because God was gonna get the glory. So every time we suffer, it does not mean that we've done something wrong. And we have to have enough relationship with God that we go to him first as our reflex when stuff happens, so we can decipher, like, God, is this a test or am I being tempted? So that way you can plan appropriately. Like, is this little Lucy trying to tempt me? Is this you trying to increase my capacity? If so, either way, the answer is always God. Whether it's a test or a trial, which comes from God, or a temptation, which only comes from the devil. Either way, if that happens, the answer is still the same. The Bible, God, Christ. That's it. But your suffering is not always because you did something wrong. That's a lie from the enemy. That's it. That's John 9, 1 through 3. It's just not true. It's just not true. And God isn't always going to get rid of the problem. Paul still had that thorn in his side. After he asked three times, God said, nope, my grace is sufficient. So instead of us continuing to ask God to remove the thorn after he said, no, God, just show me your grace. Extend me your grace. I'm going to keep abounding in the work of the Lord. I'm going to keep doing what you said. But show me how to access your grace. Because the enemy's trying to take some of us out, thinking that we did something. And so now you run away from God. And God's like, you didn't even do nothing. I'm just trying to use you so I can have you testify to somebody else. Everything is not about us. Everything not about us. The kingdom of God is at hand. And so we have to remember that. Okay. Any questions? Going once, going twice. Thank y'all for spending y'all's Tuesday evening with me. New podcast episode will be out tomorrow. We're talking about success, godly success. The new podcast, fire. Like, I love God. He's like, you're going to go to school, but when you come back, it's going to be amazing. You are so, so welcome. Any questions? Y'all got all the scriptures? You are so, so welcome. I'm glad you're excited. We should be excited. Like, okay, Tessa Charles coming, but when they come, I'm going to be ready. You can find my podcast on Apple or Google Play. It is the RX for Purpose podcast. It used to be called God Goals and Girl Talk. We went through a whole rebrand. The trailer actually launched last week. New episode comes out in the morning. If you download the app, all the episodes are there. Danielle, did I tell you I launched the whole app? Y'all, Danielle, my friend in real life. Girl, I got a whole app out here in these streets, Dan. Won't he do it? All right, y'all. I love y'all. God bless y'all. And we're gonna talk tomorrow because the new episode is coming out. New episode coming out, okay? So I will talk to y'all soon, and I will see y'all either on the app or in the society or right here on Instagram. Bye.
Save big money on your next project now at Menards. Update your home with low-maintenance vinyl windows from JELD-WEN. They're durable, energy efficient, and are low maintenance. Menards carries over 100 different size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Save big on JELD-WEN windows now at Menards. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.